Thank you for coming to the Tim Talks. This new one, I'm not sure how to entitle it, but I'm going to call it Believe in Love, Kindness, and Service. Believe in love, kindness, and service. And take, and that equals for our planet. Love, kindness, and service for our planet. All right. Three words that seem so simple. And love, kindness, and service. And we can add others like commitment, compassion, integrity, giving your best, so forth. These are things that often go on the code of honor at our boys and girls rite of passage or in our scout class in our outdoor school. And recently I was watching some teachers teaching about this ethereal kind of stuff that's so out there in the ozone. I don't even know how to give it a word to it. It's not bad, but it's not practical. And not that we should ignore all of that kind of stuff that's so far beyond us. No one can really get a grip on it. When you hear someone talk about it or teach it, it's like, what? What? Huh? You know, what gets us to the place of being profound human beings is so, so simple. And time-tested universal teaching. Love, we're at our best when we come from love. Kindness, we're at our best when we're kind to ourselves, to our communities, to people everywhere we possibly can. And of course, without a doubt, to all aspects of nature, kindness. And service, giving back to the world we live in, giving back to our communities, giving back to our families, giving back to ourselves. In other words, service means helping when help is needed, working when work is needed, not doing it for money, not doing it for fame, not doing it for fortune, just because it works. Now, the beauty of nature and animals and trees and plants is by the way they live, they make the planet healthy. They eat a certain amount of insects. They compost with their excrements. They chew up trees and it creates habitat for animals. Certain animals and it keeps populations in check so that the earth stays healthy. We could go on and on and on and on. Animals by the way they live, all the way from insects up through mammals and trees and plants, by the way they live, they make the earth healthy. We human beings, we're not better than any of those other beings, but we are very different. We have the ability to create things with our thumbs and our hands and with our highly intellectual brains to fabricate ideas and then make things. So thus, we put ourselves in a position. On top of that, we've bred like crazy. Our population goes unchecked. No other species in nature does that. No other species does that. Only humans. We're approaching 8 billion people now, and we all want things to make our life work. Food, cars, refrigerators, washers, dryers, houses, boats. Get the message? All of that comes from nature. And if we're not giving back, if we're not practicing service, all of that eventually runs out. Where nature suffers, and then we suffer. So three basic things to consider. Live your life through love. Really study love. I'm not talking about just romantic love, which is an extraordinary thing, and we all deserve to have that in our lives. I'm talking about love of trees and plants and the earth, love of friendship, love of rocks, love of water, love of ourselves, love of the things we love to do, love of the things that other people do, love of life, love of our planet. I'm talking when we come from love, that is our better natures. That's when we are truly extraordinary to all living things, to the whole planet, including all the people around us. And things that make love even more profound is stuff like that we have as gifts are like empathy, the ability to feel what another being feels. That is a truly human trait. It's so beautiful. The ability to see to love something and see that something's wrong, and then be able to fabricate in our mind and then put it to action, a way to remedy what's wrong. That is love put to action. And I could go on and on about it. And then kindness, it's like no better teacher of kindness in the world than nature. Nature's the greatest teacher. How often do you just stop and think and let nature be your teacher on how to walk softly on the earth, how to not do damage? It is an extraordinary thing to live that way. It makes you a more profound human being. It makes you unique among the human species, because unfortunately, so many never even consider it any day of their life, the idea of love and kindness as being the thing that can lead us in our lives. So, kindness, practice it. You know, the great teacher, the Dalai Lama, the great spiritualist, the Dalai Lama, that's pretty much his entire teaching. It's beautiful. It is when we're at our best. You couple it with love and it becomes extraordinary. It is literally the most powerful spiritual teaching, the most powerful pragmatic teaching, physical teaching. It goes through all phases of life. The greatest people practice love and kindness. And then put that to action through service. Take your incredible intelligence, your body, your hopes, your dreams, your ideas, your connections, and go to work to make the world around you better. That is a purpose for life, guys. Often we search, and often we don't know. Why are we here on this earth? What is our purpose? Think. Those three things could be our reason for living. And that's a high enough purpose right there of anything. Is to come from love, kindness, love and kindness. Whew. What an incredible couple of words. And service. And then the things that spurt off of them. You know, it's like a waterfall that hits the bottom and then these side waters come out. Like commitment. Like compassion. Like take action. Like give your best. Like make your dreams come true. Like be a part of the solution, not the problem. Telling the truth. So I want to just take a moment to take in these words. Love. Kindness. Action. The action equals service for our earth. Or help when help is needed. Those things can help humankind move forward in a way that will eventually, I truly believe this, allow us to be true stewards of our planet and bring it full circle back to health. Full circle back to health. And in so doing, we come full circle back to health. And I know I might sound like a dreamer, and you know, it's part of my medicine. I am a dreamer. But if we really practice those things, we'll have better relationships. We'll get along better. And I don't mean that we won't debate or have arguments or spirited debates and things like that. Of course we will. But we'll find solutions, not want to kill each other when we're done. We could even eliminate the craziest thing that we all do, war. It's the one dilemma humans have faced forever, is we kill each other. No animal does. We make war on each other. And now we make war on our planet. So love, kindness, service. Make it a part of your life. Make it your personal medicine. Bring it alive. Oh.